studying snow in the desert. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The tens of millions of people living in the Southwest, from Los Angeles to Dallas, may not see a lot of snow, but they rely on it for their survival. According to Stephen Fosnot at the University of Arizona's Department of Hydrology and Water Resources, much of their water starts out as snow in the mountains.
We have a lot of alpine areas, high terrain that accumulates a lot of snow. And so in spring, these snow reserves start to melt, and this provides a lot of the water that ends up in the rivers.
Fosnot and his colleagues use satellite images to estimate how much snow there is each year. Then they use computer models to figure out where the snow melt actually goes. Some evaporates into the air, gets trapped in trees, or infiltrates the ground.
Once we get a handle on how much water is there, that can help water resources managers predict how much will actually end up in the rivers, how to operate reservoirs for recreation, power, and just water use in general.
Fosnot says they're now working on more advanced prediction techniques, which ultimately will help cities to use their precious water wisely. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.